Hello. It's
Hello.
happy Saturday for us as recording, aren't we? Weekend
Yeah,
vibes.
the sun is finally shining
Finally,
here
right?
in Britain. It's been
Thank
rubbish.
God, finally. Oh, I need to, by the way, I've been told to put out a little message to say from my friends who hired the silent disco that I said the lights and everything came with it, but they don't. So if you hire the silent
Ah, okay.
disco, you need to. They went and bought all of the lights and stuff themselves. So,
Oh my gosh, really? That's good
disclaimer,
of them.
I got it wrong.
Disclaimer.
I was
Wow, that
corrected.
must have taken you a lot to admit
Yeah, she knows
that.
me too well. Oh, should we get started?
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm
And we
Hayley.
are your wedding planning experts.
Here to spill the tea on the inside of wedding planning and everything that goes with it.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice on what happens on a wedding day.
With a few tips thrown in
And
between.
also just a chat between friends.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button
And
and
let's
let
get
get
you
you
wed.
wed.
Woo! Hello. I feel very stressed today, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I can tell. I feel really bad for you, but
I'm fine.
yeah, I'm fine. I'm just crying inside.
Basically, guys, at the time of recording, it's 3 days, I think it is, till my elopement. I get married on Tuesday, basically. Today is Saturday. I'm trying to get everything done before I go in terms of work. So I want to finish work today and then tomorrow get ready for the elopement. So pack all the car. I've done my to-do lists and all that kind of jazz of what I need to do.
Can't beat
Pack.
a good list.
Can't beat a
Need
list.
to write a list.
So yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the pressure to be able to sign. I feel like I just want to sign off today. I want to sign off, put me out
Yeah.
of office on, and just be like,
See you later.
bye
Bye,
bye, until next
bitch.
weekend. So yeah. Oh, also, I feel like it's. I've just had a handover meeting with Chloe, bless her. But I feel like I really. And she kept saying to me, like, Hannah, it's bank holiday next week, so you're technically only taking 4 days off. Like, chill.
Yeah.
You know, you've taken 4 days off before, like, it will be fine. I'm like, oh, this needs doing, don't forget this, don't. And I'm like, she's like, yeah, it will be fine. You're out of the office
It'll
for
be
four
fine.
days, like, chill.
Oh, but it's hard though. Especially when it's
It
your own business.
is.
Like, it's everything falls down to you. So if you've
Yeah.
forgotten anything, like that's why I'm a big fan of a list. Like
Yeah, definitely.
anything, I'll just write everything down. I'll be waking up in the night and write stuff
Yes,
down. Like
definitely. But
have
I also
to.
feel a bit like it's really weird, but obviously, this time I'm only going off for 5 days. We're going from Monday to
Yeah.
Friday to Wales to get married. But my next time that I'm off for 3 weeks, which is obviously
Yeah,
a
it's quite
lot
a long time,
longer.
isn't it? Yeah.
But in my head, I feel like I'm going off for 3 weeks. It's really weird. I feel like I'm putting so much pressure on myself, but I'm forgetting that this is a taster. We keep saying this is a taster for what's to
It's a little
come.
like trial.
Yeah, it's a trial. It's a 5 day trial, but I don't know why I'm getting so like worried because things can wait for 5 days,
Have you got
but
more going on like between now and then when you go on honeymoon than you have after your honeymoon, like just like wedding wise and work wise?
yeah,
Is there
so
is it a bit busier perhaps?
when I get back off honeymoon, it's like full on, like we're straight
Yeah.
into we're like weddings every weekend, and we have a full plan like 10 days after I get back from honeymoon, which is fine. We did their final meeting today, they're all happy, their plan's gone out to all the suppliers, so like everything's good. But yeah, I suppose it's just making sure we're on top of it. And those 2 weeks between the elopement and the wedding, I haven't got any, I've got one wedding, but it's on the day management. And then, so that's all covered. And then it's just, you know, I'm in London for a day for a tasting and just bits and bobs like that, really.
Yeah.
So I've tried not to massively like crowd those 2 weeks, essentially. So,
No,
and
that's
yeah, it's
good.
actually quite good that I've got a wedding on the Saturday because it means that I'll take a Wednesday off. So it gives me a day to kind of sort out the next wedding. So, yeah,
Yeah, like a catch up.
it's all busy here. But how's your week been? How are you?
Yeah, week's been good. So I've been actually getting a few more followers on Instagram, which has been quite nice.
Nice,
So
yeah.
obviously, yeah, I'm like going
Thank
viral.
you so much.
This goes out to all my followers online.
What do you think you've done to get there? What you
So
put
probably
out
just
there?
posting.
I've actually posted for
Well,
once.
yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, obviously, have when I was going into my maternity leave and everything like that. I mean, technically still on maternity, but
Yeah.
I'm not. But I wasn't posting at all, and I had a lot going on at the end of my pregnancy, so I was a bit
Yes,
preoccupied.
you did, yeah.
But I obviously, with the weddings that I've had going on, I've had actually had weddings and been working, I've been a bit more relevant. So I've been posting and like commenting and liking, been a bit more relevant online. I think that's what it is. But it's like when I get like a flurry of new followers, it always like gets me excited because I'm like, oh,
that's nice.
And then with that always comes like you probably get the old inquiry as well. So that's been good. That's good.
Did you accept my collaboration on the post I did the other day? I collaborated with you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you accept it?
Yeah, the one...
I'm loving this collaboration. So basically...
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, instead of tagging people, you collaborate and then it shows on their grid. So what that means is you get, obviously, anybody that's then on their feed. So say all of your followers then see it. So you get so many more views, so many more likes. And also at the same time, say you post one and collaborate and put me as a collaborator. That means I haven't got a post because you've already posted for me that day.
Because it's come up on your grid. Yeah.
I'm like, great, I ain't got a post today now.
I'd noticed this actually. I didn't realize that's what it did though. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, because a few like people I follow have gone on their grid and I've seen like, oh, they've posted something. But then when you look at who's posted it, it's not come from them.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, but it's on the grid.
Yeah, that's
so
exactly
that's good,
a collaboration.
Actually.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's a really good little tool.
I like that.
Really,
yeah,
we should just like merge up and then say, right, how many times a week do you need to post? Like we'll just basically share our content. Yeah.
That'd be good, to be fair. Save us a job.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think it is just from posting and getting a bit more seen online. But I've been toying with the idea of the last, well, couple of months, really, probably longer. Mm. So at the moment, I do mainly weddings, but I also do retail. Yeah. So I do bouquets, all occasions and things like that. So people can go onto my website and order a bouquet for a birthday or whatever, and it gets delivered, which is great, obviously.
Yeah.
But I find unless I've got like a lot of work going on with weddings, I don't keep like a rolling stock.
Yeah, fair, which makes sense. So,
so obviously, say if you were to go onto my website now and order a bouquet for like £40, I technically need to order flowers for my wholesaler for that, and I have a minimum order of like £200 to get it delivered.
Yeah. So actually you're making no money.
Yeah, so I normally turn off the web shop if I've not got anything on because there's no point, because I've literally been making no money. Yeah. But realistically, when I think about the profit I make from a bouquet, like it's really not worth me doing. Like, it's not worth it. And while I love doing it and obviously delivering flowers and things for people, it's just I need to think of this now, like obviously we're having a small family and stuff like that. It's a bit different.
Yeah,
so what I've decided to do is just do like the main seasons, so like peak season, so you've got Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas as retail for bouquets, and then I'm going to close the web shop for the rest of the year and just have it for and just do weddings and events.
Great.
I just think it's like it's just going to be more practical for me, and
definitely.
Yeah, so I'm going to, so basically over the next couple of weeks, I've got to sort out my website and get that sorted so that that's the way it's going to be now. But
that's good. Yeah, don't you feel like a relief when you make these decisions as well? You're that's what I'm going to do.
Because when I think about it, I've not done retail for I've been off now for like 4 months.
Yeah.
I haven't done any retail since Christmas and it's not really affecting me. To be honest, like I thought it might do.
Yeah,
so
and if you get like a bouquet come in and they want it delivered on like a Friday, Saturday, you probably think to yourself, if you're not doing a wedding, you'd rather like be at home with your family now, you know, like rushing around taking a bloody flower order to somebody.
So, and it's the only time I find it's ever like profitable is in the summer when I've got lots of weddings on, then I'm getting like lots of orders for bouquets. So I've got a constant stock coming in. So I'm not like having to... I'm like making more money out of what I've already got, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just not practical anymore. Like with like the weddings I do have now, it's just the structure of my business has changed. So it's like I do more bigger events, but less of them a year. Yeah. So that's which is what I want.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But
great.
So that's been my week, basically.
Nice. Well,
changing things a bit.
Yeah. So going on to my final month wedding prep.
Yes.
A couple of days out. So I've done.
Exciting.
I know. I've, like I say, I mentioned my list. So I'm done loads of lists of like what I need to take. So I've got a list for my elopement for next week. And then I've got a list for the wedding at the end of the month. And I found it has really helped me because I just think of things like, oh, I need to put that on there. So I feel like if I'd have done it the night before, I'd have just been like stressing about it because have I missed something off the list. But I'm glad I kind of done that and I've got that out of the way. And
when did you start making the list?
So for my wedding at the end of the month, I actually started it a while ago. I'd say like a good 2-3 months ago, because I was really like, you know, probably had that as a focus. But then I thought about a week ago, I really need one for Wales as well. So yeah, I think I started that about a week ago. But obviously it's an elopement, so I don't need as much, you know. But actually you say that, but my list is huge. It's basically the same stuff, you know.
It's not your average elopement though. I would need a list like as long as my arm for something true. Like that, like climbing snow.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, your face stuff and like any medication you take and things like that. You actually, it's the same. You need the same things. That's like, you know, when you go on holiday and you're like, oh, I'm going for 2 weeks, or you're going for 2 days, and people go, oh god, you look like you've got enough stuff to last you for 2 weeks. Well, actually, yes, the amount of clothes changes, but the amount of stuff like hair stuff you use on your face, yeah, your tube, like all that stays the same regardless of how long you go for, I always think.
Yeah, exactly. So, I feel the same. Like, yeah, anything to do with hair and face, makeup, it takes up a suitcase.
Yeah, exactly. You loads of stuff. Like, so
especially for us long haired girls, like there's a lot of brushes for that.
You know. So it didn't really change like massively, but yeah, so I feel a bit better that I've got that. So tomorrow I've kind of earmarked to go through my list and pack it all essentially.
Yeah,
so I also had to do a list for, so because we're basically, we have a van, as Hayley knows, that we converted during lockdown. Mm-hmm. We go traveling in it and whatever.
Love
it. It always sounds really dodgy, but it's like, it's got a king size bed in it, full kitchen, like it's awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah, we love it. So cool.
Absolutely. We've been to places for like a month in it at a time. Like, yeah, it's livable. Yeah. It's great.
It allows you to travel. Yeah. It's so cool. Like at the same time as like, you haven't got to worry about your accommodation.
It saves you so much
money. You can wherever you like.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, amazing.
So we're doing the night before the wedding, we're staying at a hotel. And then the night of the wedding, we're staying in the van. And then the next day, we're going to a spa hotel and we're staying there. And then for a couple of nights afterwards, we'll just stay in the van. So I needed to do some like food shoppy bits, and I needed to get like lunch for when we're climbing Snowdon and just bits and bobs like that. Like I always take sweets to keep in your pocket to keep your energy up. Yeah. The shop just got delivered while we were about to start the podcast. My other half just keeps laughing because obviously I ordered, because we got to plant the sausage the night before.
This makes me laugh.
Yeah, well, we've mentioned this before, haven't we?
I don't know. What if we have mentioned it again?
Yeah, so basically, it's probably just a rumour that got started somewhere, but they basically say if you plant a sausage...
An old wives' tale.
The wives' tale, yeah. If you plant a sausage the night before the wedding, it brings you good weather. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm doing it because we need good weather, anything to give us good weather, I'll do. So I'm planting the sausage. So my other half's like, Hannah, you've ordered Tesco Finest sausages.
But there's another part to this.
Yeah, but there's only one sausage that we're going to plant. The other five we can then eat. So obviously I'm going to get good ones. What's the other part?
Well, so... When we were on your hen do, you said you were going to cook it so that whatever dug it, if anyone digs it up, it didn't get food poisoning. But animals can eat raw meat.
Can they though?
Yeah.
They make a meal.
Yeah, think about it. They just eat out in the wild. They don't get a stone out and cook it on the
But like a cat, I'm thinking like a cat or a dog.
Yeah, they still eat raw. They can eat raw meat. They can digest it.
I feel like
I'd
make my cat ill. Poor thing.
Probably would, to be fair. I don't know. I mean, I'm just. I think that. Yeah, maybe actually your cat. That's. I didn't. Really
yeah,
actually,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
So we got the sausages.
5-star sausage.
Honestly, we got so much food for next week, and I need to be careful because when I went on the hen do, I gained 2 pounds across the weekend.
Oh my god!
I ate so much food. I've got it off now. But basically, I'm like big into fasting. I love fasting. And so I was on a fast yesterday, and I edited the Tesco order when I was fasting. Honestly, we have so much stuff now because I was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. My mouth was drooling when I was looking at the Tesco shop. So yeah, we have a lot of stuff. So I need to unpack that after this podcast. And then one thing I have to mention is not something I've done, but it's my other half. It's Martin. He's probably going to kill me to tell you all this, but I think it's brilliant. I actually think it's pretty genius. So I said to him, and I always put this as a big tip, and I've spoke about it before, is always get something different to your norm for your aftershave and your perfume. And I've had two final meetings in the last 2 days where both the brides have been like, oh, no, I haven't really thought about it. And I'm like, but do think about it, because it's like a scent that's so special to you. And every time you smell it, it reminds you of your wedding day.
Yeah. Totally.
So I've got mine. Martin actually bought it for me for Christmas, which so great. You can get it as gifts. You can always buy it as anniversary presents as well.
That's what we did. Yeah. Richard bought mine for my birthday.
There you go. Lovely. So Martin's still deciding on his, and this just explains what he's like as a person.
I don't know why I'm laughing already.
So he's got a piece of paper and he's put boxes. And so he's got five different, he got testers of five different aftershaves. And he's, each day, he's in the box, he sprayed it on himself, then he sprayed the box. And then each day he's written down like what he was wearing so he can remember it, and a score out of 10. aftershave. And then he smells back the paper as well, like just to remind himself. So, yeah.
That's genius.
I mean, it's pretty genius, but I also thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious when I found it upstairs. I was on his desk. I was like, what the hell is this? Oh my God, this is like aftershave thing.
That is
so
commitment.
Funny. No. He's got his little testers stood next to it and like written down like what the name of it is. And then every day he says to me, well, this is day one or day two, like smell it and I'll say which one I like. So funny. Aww. Brilliant.
That is funny.
We've also, this week, so when we went on the hen do, you know, you guys had, we had the masks of his face.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been planting in places, and then he'll like open the wardrobe and they'll be like, whoa, why's my face there? I've been like planting. I need to plant some more actually for him to find. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh my gosh.
The things we get up to in this house, honestly. So yeah, that's been my week. But yeah, so going back to obviously like the lists and stuff, I thought it was quite interesting really, because actually be good to get your view on, and our view for any of the listeners as well, on what you need on that list.
Yeah, what should you pack?
Because it is vital, isn't it? Like you said, like I feel like it's my head, I tell you right now, and I think it is because of work. And if you're lucky enough to be in a job where you don't have to worry about it, then great. But my head is mashed at the minute. And it probably is because of thinking about what I've got to finish up at work and stuff. But I feel like most people are in that same position. It's like, right, what have I got to finish up at work? Like, what am I doing with the cat? What am I doing with it? You know, and then plus your wedding stuff. So having a list, if I didn't have that list tomorrow, I would definitely forget something, because my head's just all over the place.
Yeah, no, you definitely need to start a list. And it's good that you started it so long ago as well. Like you say, you can just literally whip it out on your notes and just like add to it when you think of something.
And I'm literally going to get it up now so I can check for the stuff that you say that I've got it on.
Well, I mean, I wrote a little list thinking back to what I was packing for my wedding. Yeah. So they're not like every, I mean, obviously you think of your everyday essentials.
Straight away,
like,
I've seen on there, you've got steamer. Make sure you bring your... I've got it on for the one at the end of the month, but I haven't got on the Wales one. I'll take me steamer.
Yeah. Steamer. Yeah, so that's good. Get rid of any creases on your wedding dress where it's been transported, or bridesmaids dresses or suit, whatever. So yeah, that's really good. Also with a steamer, it's really good if you're having a veil. I don't know if you are having one, they tend to crease, I found, quite easily, even just when they're even if you try and keep it like really, because obviously sometimes they can be really long, so you have to fold them up and put them into the bag or whatever, and that they come in, but they can crease really easy. So I mean, we just got mine out the night before, hung it onto the wardrobe, got it out of its full length, and then we used the steamer on
although it might seem to be careful as well though, because sometimes they can almost like melt the material because it's so thin. So like keep it a distance away. I am worried, that's one of my worries, like, oh, what if it burns my dress?
I mean, to be fair, like Richard, bless him, if he doesn't, he does not like to iron, neither do I. But sometimes if he's got a shirt that's particularly creased, he'll just take it into the shower with him when he gets a shower, and where the steam from the shower, it does get rid of creases,
That's what I'd be doing the morning of the wedding, the dress will be in there with me. We'll be singing together.
Amazing. Some other things I've got on here, so, I mean... I've got really thick hair and it tends to get quite frizzy. So if that's you,
not me.
And you're that person as well.
Well, now I've got my extensions. That's another story.
I wore a silk turban. Okay. So it was a game changer for me. So if you got particularly frizzy hair, I would like literally get out of the shower, like dry my hair. It's like a big ball of frizz. Sleep in the silk turban. My cup is like, it's literally like soft as anything frizz
free. Do you have a silk pillow?
So I wore that. Yeah, silk pillows are good as well. Yeah, they stop any breakage and stuff. But just for the night, I just bought it with me because I use that to make sure that my hair was nice and like frizz-free, ready for the wedding. body shimmer. So if you're having a dress where particularly you've got like your arms and your like neck mm-hmm. and chest out, particularly, like I bought a really nice one, just like a little bit of a shimmer to it, and it's a nice oil and it had a nice scent as well. Yeah, so I got a Tom Ford one.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah, it's called Soleil. Ooh. Soleil. Basically
Soleil.
It's S-O-L-E-I-L, and it's the Tom Ford. Yeah, and it actually has a really nice scent, and you can layer it. It's body shimmer.
I get one of them.
Yeah, you can layer it with your perfume. Nice. So I wore that, and then I had Tom Ford Rose Prick on top, and it was like a really nice scent, quite sweet. So, but it also keeps you nice and moisturized. But I found that it just really like for your photos, just picks up on like your shoulders and like places like your
collarbone
like that
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's only subtle. They just put a little bit on me when I was ready with a like makeup brush, and that was but it also smells lovely, so you can get like cheaper ones, I'm sure, but that one lasted well, so that's why I recommend it. So if your bridesmaids are wearing satin dresses, I found an anti-static spray. So there's nothing worse if you're wearing satin than it's sticking and clinging to you. I can't remember the brand, but if you just type it into Amazon, you can buy it. It was like £6 or something. Nice. You just spray it on your body, and then when you put the satin dresses on, it doesn't cling. Because obviously sometimes people wear a satin wedding dress as well, so anything like that stops it from clinging and from causing that horrible staticky. So you touch everything, you get electric shock. Sewing kit.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think any just like little bits, like especially if you are setting up the day before, you know, like, you know, a full kit of like scissors, tape, pins, just things like that, because there's always stuff, isn't there? Super glue. The amount of times I get asked at weddings for super glue. Yeah, scissors for like cutting off tags.
Yeah,
any bits and bobs like that, isn't it really? Just little things like that. You're probably seeing a lot at the minute on TikTok is the crochet hook to do the buttons up.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Which I think are helpful, but honestly, we had a dress the other week like that, and the mum was sat there using the crochet hook, and I was going from the top using my fingers, and I must have done about 15 buttons in the time she did 3.
She done it.
I actually think it's easier to do your fingers, but the only thing is be careful you haven't got any like oils or makeup or anything on your hands if you do use a crochet hook. But if not, if your hands are clean, I personally think, because you can control your fingers easier than you can a crochet hook, can't you?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I do think just rock in there and freaking
get stuck in
definitely.
So this one's a little bit of a tip / sort of like a don't, I guess. Don't do this. Don't eat garlic or spicy food the night before your wedding. But I have made a note here about packing Rennies.
Good old Rennie.
You never know when that indigestion is going to hit once you pass 30.
And any kind of, I suppose, medication, like if like any medication you're on, or like paracetamol.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with paracetamol, ibuprofen, anything like that.
Definitely.
You know. Bring it along.
Yeah.
And then just something, so when you're getting ready in the morning, so pyjamas or like, you know, you get these dressing gowns and things like that with bride or bridesmaid, but they are actually really nice and loose, something comfortable to wear when you're having all your hair and makeup done, because bearing in mind, you've got to get out of that outfit to then get into your dress.
Yeah, they say to even have like the button pyjamas, don't they?
Or so you can
use
just
a gown.
Slip it off. Yeah.
Because if you don't
without going over your hair.
Or if you are going over your hair, use like a really strappy one, so you can just kind of lift
so it's
it.
Like really
it's
loose.
Easier. Yeah.
Because generally you step into a wedding dress, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yeah. Or pajamas that you can like shimmy down. Yeah.
Shimmy out of.
And your slippers. I've got them, and I've got my Crocs on there as well, so I can carry on, you know.
Good old Croc.
Yeah, I think sometimes people don't, you know, and just like any other little things, like think. Forward think of like the next day, so like what are you going to wear the next day, and the morning, like Hayley said, what are you going to be getting ready in? Is don't just think about the actual day itself. Or like for us, we're eloping, we're there for 5 days, so what else am I going to need?
Exactly.
I've got my pillow, because I've got my silk pillow, so got that on there. Just any other things, like if you wear a retainer at night, take your teeth whitening.
I'm adding teeth whiteners. Although I've got a bit of a horror story about teeth whitening strips.
Oh, I don't use them. I've got the proper dentist. Oh. I never use anything on my teeth other than what the dentist gives me. So I've got the proper
That's good.
Gels. Yeah.
So, because I remember when my cousin got married, they did teeth whitening strips. Like, they must have been using them before. I don't think it was the first time they'd done it. But they were using them like before the wedding. I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. I didn't use them myself. And then I think like a year later, I was doing something else and I wanted to use them. So I tried them out. And when I peeled them off my teeth, like, my teeth looked see-through.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they weren't a really funny colour. Honestly, I thought I'd destroyed my teeth. Like, yeah. I was literally, like, crying and panicking. But then it faded away. Yeah, the enamel had, like, come off. I was like, oh, my God.
It was probably more adding colour onto your teeth, wasn't it?
They looked like grey. Like, they'd gone all see-through. But in a couple of hours, they faded back to the normal colour. I was like, I'm never using this again.
No, it's like, almost panicking. Like it's put a coating onto them rather than taking something off of your teeth.
So strange.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't really peel off. They were like, ugh. I was like really trying to like...
I'm really funny about what I use on my teeth. I only use
what the dentist allows
me to. I mean, the list could go on and on and on, couldn't it, really?
That was just a few things I thought were, like, handy bits. Yeah, the key. You might not normally look like and think of, so.
Like that.
I did also ask Richard, so my husband, him if there was any tips he had for the grooms out there. Shout out to the groomies or, you know, brides, and pass the message on.
Yeah.
So he wanted me to let you all know that he packed mince.
Nice, yeah.
Not minced beef, but mince as in the fresh in your breath.
He packed some mince.
He packed some ground beef mince.
In case he got hungry.
aftershave, obviously.
Yeah.
As we spoke about. and then he really wanted me to mention about bamboo socks. So
Martin is obsessed with bamboo socks. Yeah. He said they're so much better. They don't make holes.
That's it. Yeah. Don't make holes. They don't rub and make your feet smell so much. That's what you put. And if you're wearing new shoes, so obviously normally when you get married, you're going to wear a new pair of shoes. They can be quite stiff, quite prone to giving you blisters. They've got like natural antibacterial in them so that they're sort of like, it's less likely that you get blisters.
Nice.
So yeah. Also, another little tip there. Thanks, Richard.
Top tip. Thank you so much.
Richard's top tip. Jingle.
Jingle all the way. We keep saying, don't we need to get the boys on?
Yeah,
maybe after our wedding, so we can like compare.
That would be great. Notes. Yeah,
do you know what?
Richard would love it.
Yeah, because Martin was keen to talk about his suit experience. So yeah, we should do that because he had a really good experience. But I think it's something that you wouldn't normally do for your suit. So yeah, let's do that. One more other thing to think about on the list is your underwear. Sometimes people, you know, like if you're doing like boob tape or the, you know, and like your pants as well, do not forget the pants.
No, oh my gosh. So we actually, funny enough, like, you know, the chicken fillet things you get, like
the
inserts. So I bought some,
she forgot them, so she used real chicken.
Richard with his mince and me with my chicken. So I bought some, and then I actually got, my sister-in-law was like, can I get anything for you? And I was like, can you get some of these from Primark, like another set?
Yeah.
And she bought these massive thick ones, and we were like laughing about them. I packed them anyway. When I got my dress on the day, I'd like lost a little bit of weight in that last week before, and actually I had to use the big massive ones. So here we are laughing about them, and I had to shove, that's the ones I wore.
There you go.
So I'd like dropped a few,
take
like
a chicken fillet just in case. You great, never know.
Yeah, push up.
Yeah, I tried them when I went pick up my dresses, and they just didn't look right. Like, I felt like I preferred the shape of my boob without them, so
yeah,
I went without.
Fair enough.
So yeah, but honestly, I've got some like we say, tailor your list, but start it a couple of weeks before so you can really think.
Yeah.
Because on mine, I've got an emergency pizza and wet shoes.
An emergency pizza.
So the emergency pizza is, we've allocated a certain amount of time to get up and down Snowdon, and we're going to go to our favourite. We're going to go to our favourite pizza shop for our dinner. But if we then, it takes longer to do up and down Snowdon, and we get to the bottom, and I have no pizza for my dinner, and we're in Snowdonia, like, where the hell are you going to go?
Help.
We're a bit screwed. So I've bought some emergency pizzas just in case.
Well, fair
put
enough.
Them in the fridge in the van. Lovely. Got me a pizza. So yeah, we're all good.
I love that.
And then the wet shoes are, this is Martin's purchase. We are having some photos in the lake, and obviously lakes are really stony. So we bought us some shoes so we can put them on to go into the lake.
Wet shoes are great though. I don't like the feeling of anything under my feet in the sea and stuff. So actually, me and Richard both have wet shoes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And like for the honeymoon and stuff, we'll use them because we go quite often in like waterfalls and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It really hurts your feet. So.
It does, yeah. So, yeah, good one.
Good. Wow. Should we go on to the listeners' questions?
Let's do it. So, first one, do groomsmen walk down the aisle with the bridesmaids for a church wedding?
So I don't think it matters whether it's church or not. I feel like we should just answer this.
Just as a general.
Yeah, as
venue.
General. So yeah. Walking, the bridesmaids and the groomsmen walking down the aisle together is very American.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah. And you can do it, of course, and some people like it. But I always think it's logistically, like, you have to have the same amount of bridesmaids to groomsmen then.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure.
And then that's a bit difficult.
I just
yeah.
think it's really awkward. Like, I don't know about you, but I've walked down the aisle before with a groomsman, didn't know him, felt really awkward. And then I've watched my other half walk down the aisle with a bridesmaid. And yeah, I was a bit like,
beat her up. Bitch. Let's go, bitch. Don't link with my boyfriend, bitch.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if you don't know them.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward. Yeah. It's a bit cringe, isn't it?
I do think it looks nice, though. But I think it looks nice if... I've done weddings before where they've done it, but they all knew each other and it was nice. But I think if they don't know each other and they're just kind of stood, like, next to each other...
Like, awkwardly, like... Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? I actually really like it when the bridesmaids walk down, like, individually. Just think, work it, girl, you know what I mean?
And also, the groom... It's not really, like, an... Like, the bridesmaids are with the bride who is walking down the aisle, whereas the groomsmen should really be with the groom. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like standing up
the bride.
Yeah.
You know, being there supporting.
I think
them.
It looks nicer for photos when they're walking down of it individually, because then each one of your bridesmaids then gets a nice photo of them in their dress, and then they haven't got to worry about linking their arm and holding their bouquet and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, what if you've got, like, a little kid or something as well, like, coming down the aisle? It's just too much. I just think, like, individual, keep the groomsmen up the front there where they're meant to, like, with the groom.
Yeah. Also, like, what I would say is, for a church, is the aisle's normally quite narrow, isn't it?
It's so small.
Yeah, so
yeah.
You might not have space. I'd keep him at the front with the groom, personally, but I also think it's personal preference if you want to
do it.
Well,
exactly,
great.
Yeah.
But I would also speak to them and see how awkward they would feel. Because, like I say, I felt really awkward doing it.
Yeah.
Not awkward, but I just thought I was a bit like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who are you? Yeah.
That guy's now my husband.
Should I do an order of day sign? Not sure if I need one or not. Then this is interesting, because I've been toying with mine a little bit as to whether it's needed or not. Sometimes I think, is it almost like too regimented? And because I've got quite an informal day, it's like, this is at this time, this is at this time, this is. But then on the flip, do people like to know what
wonder
time they're
what's
getting
going
fed?
On? Yeah, yeah. So I honestly, I think all people worry about is when they're going to get food.
Yeah.
Out of if anyone's going to ask any questions, it'll be like, when are we eating?
Oh yeah, that's like, the only thing throughout, like, the plan and experience that people have been asking me is like, so what's the food on the day?
When's the food? Yeah. I think if you could maybe put something somewhere saying, like, where the what time the food is, like, food is at whatever time,
like a restaurant,
food served at 2 o'clock. From yeah. But to be fair, like, if you've got a wedding website and you've put everything on
there, see, I have,
and your order of the day is on there,
read it or remember?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could always be like, just have a look at, if someone asks you on the day, you should probably look website. At the website. Go on your phone, like, look on the website.
But then I suppose obviously, at the same time, like, the one that I'm looking at having doing is from our lovely friend Kelly at Pink Peony Weddings.
Yeah.
And she does all the beautiful illustrations. So that's the only reason I'm kind of, like, pulling towards having one.
Yeah,
is it's
more nice
for personalisation.
Yeah, it incorporates it into your day, doesn't it? And, like, your style and the theme, like, your stationery. And kind of, I had one for our wedding, and I liked that it was drawn from, like, obviously our theme and everything. Whether it was helpful for the guests or not, I couldn't tell you, I don't know. But if I'm thinking from, like, a guest point of view from myself, if I was at a wedding,
I really
want to know or ask is, like, I don't know what time the food is and what time it finishes, I guess.
Yeah,
sort of thing. So you know when to get a taxi home or
well, depending on when you're getting married, like, where we're getting married, you need to have pre-booked your taxi anyway.
I don't know.
I feel like if you're toying with it, like, well, but then that's...
I think it's more aesthetics, isn't it? It's more...
If you're not bothered,
I think
don't have one.
No, yeah.
And if you think people already know what time the food is, like, especially, like, for us, for example, we get married at 3:00. So in my head, I'm thinking, well, people have lunch, like, before they come. Like, I've arranged, I'm going to do, like a Tesco order and get bits for us to have lunch before we go. So I feel like surely, like, you know, people will do the same. Even if they're travelling, they'll get something at lunchtime, won't they? Because they'll be hungry.
They're not going to wait until you sit down at five o'clock,
you know.
Exactly. I mean, even if you knew the wedding was at 3:00, you know you're not getting fed at 3:00. Yeah. It's going to be a couple of hours later, so you would definitely eat lunch beforehand.
But maybe if you get married at, like, 1:00 and it is more of a, you know, across lunchtime, 12:00, 1:00, then people will wonder, like, opening. And I feel like if you've got quite a bit going on, maybe if it is a more formal day and you are doing things at particular times, the only other thing that bloody bugs me as well with an order of service from an event management point of view is when the board is there, sometimes like things happen, right? So say something's happening in the kitchen or something's been delayed, or maybe you've gone and discussed with the couple, you know, normally you might have gone and discussed with the couple or parents, whoever they've put as their main kind of contact for the day. You always ask them, like, you know, if anything changes on the day, who do you want me to discuss with? They'll normally say like mum or something. So we go and say to them, look, you know, you're late back from the church, so, you know, do you want us to move this? Or, you know, there's a problem in the kitchen, or I don't know, like whatever. And we might have to change things about a bit. And then there, you always got Uncle frickin' Ed, like, we should be down now. The order of service board says they're like,
wish they didn't have one.
And it always bugs me when, as well, generally 9 times out of 10, you have speeches after the meal. If you're not, do it that way.
Yeah.
And then I always say speeches are after the meal, right? So I'll estimate it for, like, the suppliers so we can work out the rest of the day. But actually, it's kind of just when the meal is over, you do your speeches. So again, if it's like, oh, we're eating at 4 and then speeches are at 6, if it gets like 6 and then they're like, oh, well, the speeches should be now. And it's like, well, no, they're after the meal.
Like they should be.
So yeah, there you go. Yeah. We haven't really given a yes or no answer. No, there, have we?
Again, do what you like. Just do what you want to like do. I don't know.
That's our answer for both of those questions, isn't it?
I feel like if you have got a lot going on and it's a formal day, then perhaps you should do. Because if you've got, like, you know, you're going off for photos, you're going to have a cake cutting, you're going to have the first dance, like things like that, I feel like you can pop it on there. I just feel like it's a nice thing to just add to the day for your station and stuff.
For like me, I feel like I just want it. And I also want it as like a welcome, because I'm not having like a welcome sign. So like, you know, it'll be like, you know.
Yeah, that might be quite nice then. Yeah.
And Kelly is amazing at all the drawings and stuff. So.
You see all the illustrations and things. Like I say, it can be drawn into your like the ASA.
I feel like it's something I would keep afterwards as well.
Yeah, we've kept all of ours.
Yeah, love that. Yeah. Because you're like, you'll always remember the times of the day.
This was the time we ate. Oh, cut our cake.
Cool. Well, that's us for today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. You can, you know, don't forget to follow us on socials at Let's Get You Wed Podcast.
Yeah.
And email any questions to us at letsgetyouwedpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. And whack on over to the TikTok at Let's Get You Wed Podcast. Yeah. We put on little clips and stuff there, so you can come and watch Auntie's people there. And if you, Hayley wants to get her followers up. So she's at Bloomfield Flowers.
Follow me.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.